Divers have resumed the search for 21 people who are still unaccounted for after the cruise ship capsized off the Italian coastline. Of course, we've been following the reports of the Costa Concordia, which ran aground last week, killing at least 11. The ship's captain has been arrested, and a number of survivors have accused the Concordia's crew of being unprepared for a disaster. Joining us live is WTOP's Call for Action Director Shirley Rooker. Shirley, I know you've taken a number of cruises. Now, many people say one of the first things that happens when they get on a cruise ship is they're told what to do in the event of a disaster. People on this boat say that didn't happen.
Well, I think what happened, that there was an emergency performance thing done early on. But there were like 600 passengers picked up in the Port of Rome. And those people say that they did not receive any instructions on lifeboats, emergency drills, or whatever. So that in itself is makes you wonder what was going on there. But I'll tell you, I have taken over 20 cruises, and I actually have 3 scheduled for this year. Don't eat your heart out. So, but seriously, this is a very serious matter. And the thing is, passengers need to be, first off, aware of what's going on their ship. Is their ship giving them instructions? This should happen within the first few hours, generally, when you've boarded the ship. Sometimes before you even sail from the port, you will find instructions. Go to the drill instructions. Pay attention. They're called muster drills sometimes. That means you must do them. I mean, I'm not trying to be facetious. You must do them. Particularly if you're, even if you're familiar with the ship, things may have changed. Now, one of the ships that I'm going on, I've been on it about 4 times. I'm still going to that drill and listen what goes on. Some of the other things that passengers should do before you ever get on a ship, make a copy of your passport. Put it in a Ziploc bag that will keep it dry, because you have to, generally, you have to surrender your passport when you get on board the ship. If the crew, if the announcements say that you have time to go back to your cabin, run back, grab your essentials, your life jacket, your essential meds, and your passport copy, if you have time. If the crew does not say you can go back, do not. There should be life jackets in other places on the ship, and you should be given those instructions initially when you do your drill.
People tend to be pretty casual about those drills, but it's something you really need to pay attention to.
It's not a cocktail party.
Right.
It really is a safety issue, and you do need to pay attention. You need to make sure that when you take your life jacket back to your cabin, that you put it in the same place, that you can identify it from your partner, that everyone in your cabin has a life jacket. Children also, they've got to have a life jacket. If you don't see one that fits you in your cabin, go to the crew and ask for one.
That's timely information. WTOP Call for Action Director Shirley Rooker.